Jones.
Welcome to this radio show. We've recorded an amazing episode for the anniversary show. You're there, Dr. Antonio. We gotta still start the show. If you get this message, just get here or get down here or get up here, wherever you're at the House of Cuckoos. We gotta get it going. So bring that coffee with you and good day.
People, take your hands back to your knees. Take your hands back to your knees. Yeah. Take your hands back to your knees. Take your hands back to your knees. Take
oh, your pants.
Take
your pants to your knees.
Yeah.
Hello, be thy name is Urban Hippie Browning Cup with Dr. Antonio Luciferi on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
What's up?
Well, here we are.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, buddy. Are you there yet? You got your glasses on? Is your hair straight?
No.
Your shirt buttoned?
You
know why?
Why?
It's another day.
Why?
It's
where?
Day.
Why?
The House of
the Cuckoos radio show.
It's the House of Cuckoos radio show. This is the May episode, buddy. Are you happy, man? Are you happy, man?
Radio show.
It's back again.
Yes, I'm very happy. Here we are.
Back again.
To the House of Cuckoos radio show.
And who is this over here?
I am me and you are you. And here we are once again, me and Cuckoo.
We are always
to the House of Cuckoos radio show fans and peoples and new peoples and new voices and listening.
Throw sounds into your face again.
And new music from great stars up and coming.
You turn the channel because you're going to cry because you're going to be frightened.
Or you'll be crying from tears of laughter. Or from
laugh on your ass all you want.
You'll think about the subtext and
in all the context and the theme.
You know, because we're very melancholy.
The motivation.
Show. Everything's very subtle.
It is. It's subtle like molasses on a cold winter's day. Very subtle. Catch it if you can.
Well, what if you're in the house with the molasses?
Well, then it's
isn't
a little,
it warmed
then
up?
It moves a little bit faster. Here we are, once again, at the House of Cuckoos.
Couple of silver spoons.
Couple of silver spoons.
Hoping to find we're two of a kind.
Two of a kind. We're gonna make our way, you and I, together. We're gonna find our way. You and I, together. Making our way.
This is kind of fruity. Ricky Schroeder.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan Hausman.
John Hausman.
Jason Bateman was the punk kid.
Sort of punk
kid. Ended up getting hit by a car twice and died.
In the show?
I don't know. I just said...
He did? I remember the train going through and all the, you know, the reruns.
I remember somebody dying. I remember
John Hausman and must have because I thought he died during that.
I think so.
John
Hausman. I say Jonathan. John Hausman.
He's also in the Showtime TV show Paper Chase.
This is one of my lost shows.
I can't do it, John.
What was your American?
Probably could.
American ghost story. I think that's what it was called. It was in a horror film.
Well, when they were young men, they killed a woman, thought she was dead, and left her to die in the car. They left the car to drown, put the body in the car, so it drowned. She was drowned, and she was alive, and she was dead. She wasn't dead, I tell you.
She came back as John Houseman?
No. She came back when they were all old men to kill them. John Houseman. And what's the Jonathan? John Houseman.
Jonathan Winters, now that's somebody.
Jonathan
else.
Winters.
I'd love to have Jonathan Winters on the House of Cuckoos.
It's too late.
Why?
He's on another show.
He has his own show. Right?
He's doing stuff almost like he's pushing.
He's in his 80s, too.
My buddy. We bounce back and forth. We are different places, different spaces, different spaces, different spaces.
Beautiful, no more gray in the world today. Boogie down, running around. this town of mine. Disco fever running over me. Disco fever setting me free. That's right. It's not what you think it is. Disco flash mob in your house. Disco flash mob up and down the streets. Come on. Disco flash mob dancing to the beat. Disco flash mob in the butcher's shop. Crazy people flashing in the mob. Disco running through their brains. Their blood boiling by the minute. Not again on a global scale. It's a disco riot in town. Disco riot tonight. Disco, disco riot. Your home's invaded by the disco riot. Toes are destroyed, toes broken. Your TV is now the dance floor. Dance floor, dance floor. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. The screams of music, they're dancing too. Platform shoes crushing you. It's a disco riot, disco riot, disco riot. Your family may not survive. Disco riot, disco riot. No time to be fucking quiet, fucking quiet, fucking quiet, fucking quiet.
Hi, buddy. How you doing, children?
Joey Lawrence needs a job.
By Joey Lawrence.
I gotta pay for my fake tan.
My steroids.
Blossom.
She's back around, too. My am bald.
Whatever her
name is. My am bald. Balik. Balik.
Me am
Balik.
Me am Balik.
Balatik.
I don't know how to pronounce these names.
Six.
Jenna Vinoy.
Yeah, I knew you'd remember her.
She was adorable.
All the guys had a crush on her, too.
Yes.
And then there was the select few that had the blossom crushes.
I like blossom.
Because not them all, not everybody did. But everybody grew to like her.
Yeah.
And then she became pretentious and disappeared, and now she's showing up on bad television.
I need to get paid. We all need
to get paid. Yeah, she's, well, I believe I read she was somewhere in New York working, or no, I think she did.
I'm an American housewife.
She's involved a lot with
projects. David Bowie in American Housewife.
Is he the husband or the wife?
Oh, he's both. He plays both.
What if RuPaul was in it? RuPaul and David Bowie. I think David Bowie would have to sleep. I can only take him in doses.
As the upstairs neighbor.
David Bowie's the neighbor?
No, RuPaul plays the upstairs neighbor.
As RuPaul or as his feminine RuPaul?
No, as another character.
Oh, just somebody totally different?
Shantique.
You want, is that a woman?
Yes.
He'll play a different woman.
Yes.
Okay.
David Bowie could play the dual role of the husband and wife.
Ah, half and half painted?
No, we could do that, but no.
Like, film them separately?
Film them separately.
Well, he'd be an older couple now.
Sex scene?
He would be an older couple now.
That'd be weird, David Bowie.
That'd be cool. Have David Bowie filming both scenes as the guy and the girl in a sex scene.
That'd be brilliant. You heard it here in the House of Cuckoos. Hear that, Duncan? That's movie you gotta shoot with your father. That scene has to be made.
Who's Duncan?
Duncan Jones, his son.
Oh.
The director.
He wanted to film his father as the husband and wife.
That's a brilliant idea. That's a brilliant idea.
He wants Zoe Bowie to make a film of his father.
David Bowie.
With RuPaul in it.
And the upstairs neighbor.
Neighbor. To David Bowie playing both the husband and wife.
Yes.
That includes a sex scene where he would have sex with himself.
Twice.
Playing the actors.
Yes.
Of each.
Yes. A shower scene and a bed scene.
But you know what I mean? Bowie's of an aged grace now. You know, he's old.
Yeah.
And his heart surgery and all. And he's married to Amon. She might not approve.
Well, that would have been cool.
But she could still
like
ask.
1978.
He might find it pretentious enough to do an animation of it.
No, it wouldn't work.
Oh, you're right.
It wouldn't work.
What about a Broadway production?
No.
It'd have to be a short film.
David Bowie would have to do it, but he may not be of sound mind. Well, I can't say of sound mind.
He may not be of somebody.
His heart may give out during the sex scene, but with himself.
Well, yes, that's all acting, though, and you know, good pantomime. You know, it'd be kind of a fun thing. If even the listeners right now, those really young that don't even know who he is. But
who's David Bowie?
The guy from Labyrinth.
What's Labyrinth?
Is Jared from Labyrinth, the movie.
The Jennifer Goblin Conley. King?
The eyebrow girl.
He was the Goblin King, the babe of the power.
Hoggle.
Hoggle Dick and Fuckle Nuts.
Yeah, they did show him peeing.
Hoggle Dick and Fuckle Nuts.
Was that the fox name?
That was the dwarf in the Fitfonger.
Fitfonger, the secret series of the Labyrinth?
Yes.
Your message from 4-4-Sunday at 12:35 p.m. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you look like because we are great. Don't you know that Jesus said he was very gnarly? Don't you know that Jesus said he was just gnarly?
Come on, girl. A wonderful cut from one of the Canary Islands' most brilliant upcoming artists, Dijomen. D-I-J-O-M-E-N. Hope I pronounced that right. That grooving track we just played is titled En Su Piel, Vanessa, and I believe that's Spanish for In the Skin. The Cuckoos are bringing you great sounds from all over the world. Dijomen is from Santa Cruz de Tenerife. And yes, being from the Canary Islands makes you a Canarian. And you can hear more tracks and find his info at SoundCloud.com/Dijomen. That's D-I-J-O-M-E-N. Plenty of beats and great, great melodies worth a listen.
Su mos ica es lo mas mar avi oso comience el espectaculo.
That was pretty good Spanish. The House of Cuckoos radio show.
What's that? Are you cooking something on that griddle?
Yep. Swedish pancakes.
Where are they from?
I got them at the West Side Market.
What booth?
The left booth of the center where...
Is it Swedish?
It was a Swedish booth.
Oh. Well, how come they're turning dark in the center?
Oh, I put special ingredients in there.
It's kind of like turning kind of black. You sure you want to eat that?
Oh, it's, oh sorry. Here, hold on. Put a little butter on that. It's all right. Just taste it with the butter.
We're off the grill. It's still kind of runny. Do you want me to?
Yes. Quick. You got to eat it quick.
All right. It's hot, man. Why are you feeding me hot?
You gotta make it quick. Get done with the coffee.
You got jelly or something?
There. Here's
what's that black thing in the middle?
That's not important. Just you need to eat it.
You know I'm picky. I don't want to eat something.
Chocolate.
It's chocolate.
Chocolate.
In a Swiss pancake.
In a Swedish pancake.
Oh. Well, if it's Swedish, then... Really sweet, like...
It was a sugar-pickled cockroach.
Oh.
Supposed to, make you see things. Hallucinate.
It wouldn't be for protein, for rational reasons?
No, just tell me in the next 15 minutes what you see.
What have you been doing since the last episode? Making poems in my adult diapers.
Oh,
writing them in there or sitting in the diapers?
I'm sitting in my poems right now.
Oh, and you put these all together?
I do.
You've been...
made from scratch.
What have you been digesting?
Bran. Lots of it.
Family secret?
Family recipe.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got another poem coming. Alright, that's a good poem. I'll share it with you later.
Back to the show.
Wow. Fudge.
Maybe I'll dress like a Dutch boy.
And start taking pictures of the homeless.
Just throw everything away.
And dress as a Dutch boy.
Yes.
Oh, what era of Dutch boy? Because Dutch boys now, boys from who are Dutch, they pretty much wear jeans and t-shirts,
I don't know, 1763, I don't know, maybe there was in Denmark.
Oh, you want one of those? Okay.
The kid who stuck his finger in the dam. 1895, dyking finger in the dikes. That's what it was. I mean, it was a dike, not a dam.
And he get a butt to it?
A finger.
Oh.
And then another finger and a thumb and a toe and maybe his nose and chin. I don't know.
Well,
any part of his
right.
Body that can plug up the hole in the dike.
Did he succeed?
No.
You don't remember the story?
It bursted it. And he was crushed and drowned and was raped by mermaids. That's the one that my mom's friend told me.
So wait, they raped him after he was dead?
No.
He drowned and then he was raped by mermaids.
No, as he was drowning, he was being raped by mermaids.
Okay, well, at least he went out in a bang, I guess.
But they ripped him apart, so...
Was there any photos of this?
No, just the story that was told.
Just this morning.
Just this morning.
It happened at Lake Erie.
Yeah.
The mermaids in Lake Erie.
Freshwater
mermaids. They're a lot cooler.
In Lake Erie.
But, they're
kind of lonely.
They pick up a lot of pollution real easily. You gotta be careful.
Yes.
You know, it's not like those nice, beautiful tropical mermaids.
They eat
the Cleveland
plastic.
Mermaids, they'll recycle plastic in their own body. They've learned to adapt to eating.
They enjoy sheephead.
They eat walleye. Yeah, sheephead and walleye. And Cleveland bachelors.
Cleveland bachelors, beware of the Lake Erie mermaid.
And welcome back to the show.
So I'll get to the point. You know what bothers me?
What bothers you?
Is when I'm trying to enjoy music in my car.
At what volume?
At a very loud volume or soft volume or no volume. I'm singing in the car, just like many other people do. So
you're a car singer?
A car singer, like many get to be, or that one song catches you. You just want to finish that song. How come when you're about to hit the highest note, the light turns red and the car has to pull up right next to you all the way?
And you were having your arena moment?
Yeah, and the car is, you know, you're right next to you. The person pulls up window to window and just kind of, they're not looking at you, but they're looking straight at the light. They have peripherals and you have to, I'm just going to... Or you put your hand over your mouth to try to finish it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't sing my song with you staring at me.
Come on, I turn red. It's weird.
Stop looking.
Why is the guy singing in the car? Me.
Yeah, or are they nervous about it? Why do you have to pull up to my window anyways? I get it. I guess if you're, you know... If somebody's attracted to somebody or they want to take a peek, you know, I guess that's why you pull up. But most people pull up nonchalant, don't pay attention.
Then they see your hair and they're like, wow, that's curly.
So, yes, please, if you're out there listening, you know, just give a little distance because that person might be wanting to try to sing. You know, don't pull all the way up to me.
I don't need you.
Or pull up a little past that person's trying to sing.
Just don't let me when I'm singing.
And most people, you know, especially the younger folks, are more secure singing out loud comfortably. I don't feel anything yet, but I feel kind of weird. Like, whoa.
As Urban Hippie sat there on the couch,
I feel like I'm a bug.
His arms were different.
Everything's changed.
His back was different.
What's going on?
He had a carapace and antenna.
Whoa, I have antenna and a bunch of legs.
Multifaceted eyes.
I look like a cockroach.
He was going through a metamorphosis.
What's going on in my life? Oh.
Things were changing for him.
I better not ask my sister for an apple.
What would he do if he realized he wasn't who he was meant to be?
It hurts.
Oh, Mr. Urban Hippie.
How long will I stay this way?
He wondered and pondered.
All of this because I ate that pancake from Dr. Antonio.
The sweetest pancakes made by the doctor.
Oh.
On a griddle they cooked.
Still. Well, you better have one. If I'm going to be stuck as a cockroach, you might as well be too.
Let me try one of these. Let me see how.
Can we have a double metamorphosis? We'll both learn a lesson here, but at least it's more fun.
Ooh.
And then, how about those two neighbor girls? We can get them to eat some, too. Mm. Then we could, you know...
Metamorphate together.
Yeah, and then we could have a bunch of children. We could raise a colony, and then we could take over the world.
I'm bugging out, man.
Dude,
I'm
this is it.
Fucking bugging out, dude.
The metamorphosis turns into a positive story here.
Oh, right. Yeah, we can rule
now,
the world.
Okay, well, now that we're these giant cockroaches in a different altered state, how are we going to approach the girls to turn into female cockroaches so that we can mate?
We could spike their food.
Aren't we going to scare them looking like these big, giant, talking cockroaches?
We could order a pizza and have it shipped to their house with it on there. Jump the pizza guy, leave it at the door. Yell out, free pizza!
You're going to put on the pizza suit with that looking like a cockroach right now?
They'll never know.
You know we can't go back to human there, can we?
They'll never know I'm a cockroach. Right. I'll look like the pizza guy. Watch.
Well, the scheme should work. You have that internet camera on you again?
I do. I'm selling my image if people want to buy it. In this Tom Selleck
tell fans
pose.
Where to find it.
On the internet.
Just look up Dr. Antonio.
Yeah, Google.
Tom Selleck.
Google.
Antonio Selleck.
Luciferi, Tom Selleck Interpose.
That's a lot of words.
Yes.
And what happens? Should we turn off the filter?
Filter
out
the fish.
However you want to do your Google.
Let it come. See what you find. I don't know.
Why are you talking like Gene Simmons now?
I don't know. I'm Gene Simmons. I don't know. You just tell me. I'll be there.
Blatantly perverse.
I will. I'm in my Tom Selleck pose. It's my Tom Selleck pose. Only if you could see it.
When you exhale, it's more of a Tom Selleck.
Hey! Dum-da-dum-dum! I need another water. You need another water?
I'm bearding out of water. I refilled you. Oh, boy.
I don't know.
So you're still using your beanbag as a turtle tortoise shell and walking around the front yard to scare the kids?
Yes, with a white sheet.
Yeah, so you're... now you have the
like
tortoise.
Like I'm a snail
head.
Man. Hey, kid!
You have the mask on? I didn't
the
see
turtle
this
mask?
Morning. Yeah.
I have it. I got it in the mail this morning.
Yeah, you're very Mario looking with it, or Mario Brothers looking.
Hey, Billy!
Well.
Snail bag. Snail bag, turtle boy.
Shales. Shales the turtle.
Shale's the turtle boy.
He's from the Lake Erie. From those Lake Erie mermaids.
Yeah, she's a child spawn from the Lake Erie mermaid. Mermaids. There's a pot of mermaids out there somewhere in Lake Erie. Oh. Beware of the summer. They may take you down.
They do fester a bit in the summer.
Yes, they do.
It is,
boaters beware come summer.
Whatever that actor's name. Whatever that actor's name.
Yeah, Warburg. Warburg.
Patrick Warburg.
Yeah.
Patrick Warburg. Yeah. Boaters beware. Seriously. Mermaid take you down. You know what to do. They'll drown you.
But that's how I get my tail. From the mermaid.
Yeah, buddy. Splash.
That's a song.
Tom Hanks.
Splash.
Tom Hanks.
Splash.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Ooh, Tom Hanks. Ooh, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, dude.
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Ooh, Tom Hanks.
Some say Tom Hanks was so good in bosom buddies and Splash and Big. Some say Tom Hanks was good as far as golf was good.
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
You tell by the walk, it was Tom Hanks. Tom, you know how to Hank. You made a Tom and Tom, but that's a Tom and Hank. What did you do? What did you do?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
What did you do?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks.
Tom, it was a Tom Hanks moment brought to you in part by the House of Cuckoos and Ass Wax.
Yeah, House of Cuckoos.
And the House of Cuckoos?
Ass
Cuckoos.
Cuckoo Wax. Ass Cuckoos.
The
Ass of Cuckoos followed by House Wax.
He
made a funny.
He did, I tell you, my dad.
Yes, the House of Cuckoos radio show. Where you too can stand like a tree. Join our tree cause. Stand in our front yard like a tree. And how long can you hold out for? 10 minutes? 20 minutes? 3 days? Dr. Antonio will keep you supplied with great music and splash you with water and keep you in the sunlight. You'll have to survive any storms, any uprooting, and any dog urination. Can you do it? For the worthy cause of the cuckoos? Where does this money go? That's the fun. You'll have to wait and see after you're a tree on the House of Cuckoo's lawn. First, donate $20 entry fee. Just drop it off in our mailbox. And we'll decide from there. And get those arms up, because you're going to be a tree. So join me, Urban Hippie, and Dr. Antonio Luciferi. Be a tree for the cuckoos. Be a tree for the cuckoos. Be a tree for the cuckoos.
Nothing rhymes with that. Nothing rhymes with that.
$20. $20. $20. $20.
Buddy Boy, and you are listening to the House of Cuckoos.
Hooray!
Yay!
House of Cuckoos Radio. House of Cuckoos Radio. House of Cuckoos.
Australia's own musical heartthrob, Norwood Grimes. And its cover of a song by the infamous Rudy Schwartz Project. This version is really rocking and really awesome. And it shook the cuckoo's windows. It's that good. Norwood has been a longtime music contributor to the House of Cuckoos. We appreciate everything he's offered us and given to our audience here. That's you listening in. And you should love him too, really. You need to hear more of the great Norwood Grimes and listen to him repeatedly throughout your day. How? Why? Just go to www.reverbnation.com/Norwood Grimes, spelled NORWOODGRIMES. That's all one word. reverbnation.com/Norwood Grimes. And have yourself a buffet of guitar jam. Be so cuckoo, and so are all of you. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. That's
let's get back to the show. Be quiet about it, because we don't want them to know we're here in the backyard listening to everything through the window. Snow pie.
I have a memory.
You do.
I have great memories.
You do. What is this memory that you have? Repeat it unto us.
Remember where I buried some jewelry when I was in fifth grade.
And you found it.
We were playing, treasure hunt, in a way. And I forget whose collection of jewelry it was. I know I did. I think we took one of my mom's, too, and we gave it back. But the other ones we couldn't remember at the time. But I do remember it now.
Pocket thieves.
Well, what I'm thinking is if we go back to the old condominiums that I lived in back in those days.
It would still be there.
Yeah, but I know where to go. We just got to kind of get behind the backyard, if you will, of the condos, and
you come to find out it's all costume jewelry.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Dig up the treasure, huh?
Yes. So should we get a day? Everyone's looking at us. We pretend to be something else and possibly get arrested or go at night.
We could go at night dressed like Indiana Jones.
To Indiana Jones?
Yes, to Indiana Jones.
The Joneses?
The Joneses. The Indiana Jonesmen. That's what we'll call ourselves. The Indiana Jonesmen.
Okay.
Indiana Jonesman. Indiana Jonesman. Indiana Jonesman.
Okay, you ready to go? I'm very sure. We gotta bring a shovel. Are you really bringing a whip?
Yeah. I mean, it goes with the costume. Why wouldn't it?
Well, okay.
Aha!
The whip.
Aha!
Careful, man. What the hell?
Let me see if I can grab the tree branch.
No, you can't. We're still in the house. Those are people out there doing the tree.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry out there. Tree man.
It's back. I'll put it back.
That's right. All right, let's see. I guess go out there and get that. See, they get that treasure. Okay, we're out here.
Wow, it is kind of dark.
Yeah, see, now here we're
talking. I had relatives that lived here, too.
Car's parked over here now. Now we're going to walk in the back here. It's between the condos. Right, there's a sidewalk. Now, see, there used to be over here a blacktop.
What happened?
I don't know. It's gone.
Was there a tennis court?
It was like it was like a leftover of a parking lot, and they made it a backyard, but now it's all grass back here.
Where's the
tree? Now, it has to be deep. I know we buried it good.
Where's the tree?
There was no tree. There's a buried treasure.
You remember the tree?
I remember the tree where we buried the other treasure, and that's what made me remember where we're at. Here. We're here in the middle of this grass. Grassy knoll here.
Oh.
Now, this is everybody could see out the backyard if we're too noisy.
Dark, so
now I have to remember because the blacktop isn't here anymore. All right. I'm going to look. Okay, it's right here. I know it's right here.
All right, let's start digging.
About $500 probably, if I think.
Okay.
Digging.
Work. 10 minutes later.
Well, maybe not there. That hole's pretty deep, and I know I wasn't digging that much as a kid.
Well, yeah, but so I'm doing the digging now, man.
But I'm trying to see the outline. It's too dark. Oh, there's so many lights on.
Still in the hole. Don't push that into the dirt.
I know. Yeah, we only dug. We only had a little hand shovels. I know. Probably 7 feet's probably enough. Can you get out of there?
I need your help.
Well, I can't fall in here. We'll start digging the other hole. Here, I'll come back for you. Wait a minute. Let me find the other spot.
Hey.
It's over here.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
All right, I found it.
Right here. Over here.
Throw up your whip.
I put it down by the tree.
Oh, the pile of dirt's all on top of it. Hold on. Oh, there's lights coming on. Hold on, I'm hiding under here.
Hey. Hello. Hey. Go away. Go away. Shh.
Right. Oh, there's lights on. There's a dog and a long leash. Guys, looking in there. Oh, boy.
Hey, what are you doing down there?
Zombie apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse?
Oh.
I'm calling the cops, man. Who are you?
I'm a buried treasure.
Hey, what's going on here?
Who the hell are you? What are you guys doing back here?
Hello? I'm in a hole.
Hold on. Here, take the rope here. No. We're working with the condo association. You know, we have to do this dig out so everything's ready for early in the morning. They're doing construction back here.
I don't remember. What the hell? Nobody gave me no notice. You guys like on the deuce? What the hell are you doing here? Get the hell out of here. What are you doing?
I'm surveying the land and making sure that it's stable. We want to make sure the clay has at least a 6-foot depth.
Yeah.
What the hell are you both dressed like Indiana Jones for?
Well, it's a...
It's the uniform they make us wear.
Right, yeah.
It's part of the
Here, let's get our... We're going to get our credentials. We'll be right back. You stay right here. We'll be right back.
Let me out.
Where are you going?
Here, get on this. Hurry up. Get the rope. Grab the rope. Right.
All right.
Get up. Don't slip. Don't slip.
It's kind of muddy.
That's all right. We're going to get out of
here. It is.
All right,
I'm up.
All right,
let's
go.
Oh, dog, stop looking at me, dog.
All right, yeah.
Motherfuckers, get the hell out of here. What the hell are you doing? I'm calling the fucking police. Get the fuck out of here.
Run, okay, all right, let's go. All right, let's go. Okay. Oh, boy, the keys are still over there. Oh, boy, the keys are still over there.
They're by the dog and the guy in the hole.
Yeah, get it.
Let me see if I can catch it with the whip.
You're gonna have to leave the cuckoo mobile. I don't know. Do you know how to hotwire?
No, they're gonna know it's us.
I'm going.
The keys are ours. Keys are ours.
Can you be the wolf?
Wait a minute. I still have some beef jerky in my pocket from last week.
Beef jerky?
Yeah, hold on. Here, pump. That way.
Hey, what are you doing to my dog? The cop's gonna be here any minute.
All right, he got him. All right, come on. Let's go. Let's go. Get in. Okay, let's go.
There it is.
Glad I remember the shortcuts. Well, it would have been, you know, a good couple
well,
hundred bucks.
There was a treasure
bucks.
Here.
So did I. We'll have to go back tomorrow night.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, let's
see.
The
cops might be trolling the parking lot.
Let's regroup ourselves and figure out what we're going to do. That's a couple hundred bucks. All the cops showing up behind. Quickly, quickly. Here they go. Go.
How come so many rich folks never wash their hands with soap after they use the restroom? Have you ever noticed this? I've noticed this not only in workplaces I've been recently, but other classic workplaces, and ever since even when I was in the record store business. That whole group there, too. The people with the money didn't really wash their hands.
People in the factory. There are some people that don't wash their hands.
After using the bathroom.
After using the bathroom.
You see, or if you're lucky, they just rinse. Yeah.
Some people don't even rinse. Some people rinse. I wash. I use the bathroom. I wash my hands. I like washing my hands after using the bathroom.
Even if they're dry. That's why we don't get sick that often. Because we're clean.
I try to keep...
But it's something I've noticed in many situations, especially in wealthier neighborhoods that I have been privy
so
to
this
be
is
through.
The sociological
usually
study
as a worker.
Conducting?
Yes, you know, they think you're just working on their house or you're working in their house or you're taking care of their stuff. But here, you're analyzing.
But you have a stenographer sitting right next to
right.
you.
And, you know, she's kind of short, so what? Nobody really noticed her. Any of the clacking I just said, that was somebody working, you know. But it's a strange phenomenon. So if you're rich and you listen to the House of Cuckoos, be sure to wash your hands with
yeah,
soap.
Yeah, wash your hands, please.
Or anybody. Or what's the rationale? I don't know. I guess maybe you're cleaner than the soap.
I don't pee on my hands.
I guess, but where's, you know.
But how sweaty has your dick
yeah.
been, buddy?
And if you're wearing boxers.
You think I want dick juice?
If you're wearing boxers, it's going to be, you know, in other places there. You know,
I got
just,
sweaty
you, anything you touch
places.
There. And how do we know you're clean? We
yeah,
don't trust
how do we
you.
Know you are clean? Now, you know,
you
we
could
do
be having
need
the
some
itchy
kind of
witches.
Germs and virus for our immune
you
system.
You have
to
the
fight.
Vajayjay tickle. You don't want to have the Vajayjay tickle going
on. Come
on. Around, you know, everybody.
Wash your cock.
Damn.
You went from washing your hands in your hand to washing your cock.
Washing your cock.
Washing your cock. We went from washing your hands to me going,
wash your cock.
How dare you bring the word dirty?
Was it the vajayjay joke that threw you off?
I wash my cock before work every day. I keep it clean. It's the best roost I ever owned it. He's got a red head and a black body, my cock.
And it's true. It's very roostery.
Keep them up on the roof.
Yeah.
I got a nice little chicken shed on the roof. Little chicken farm I keep on the roof on the House of Cuckoos.
Don't tell me it's a little chicken shed.
No, it's a pretty big chicken shed.
He's not a little chicken shed.
Big chicken shed.
Playing on your phone while you're acting.
It's a big chicken shed. Boy's a big chicken shed.
Only you and George Clooney can do that.
What, talk on your phone?
Text on his phone while he's shooting a scene.
I'm shooting a scene here. It's perfect. Look at his acting skills going.
Come on,
what are you talking about?
Look it up later.
We'll break it. Look at this here. We're dancing.
Ted dancing.
Ted dancing in the streets.
Now they say if you burn the body,
if you
when
burn
you die, it's said, you know, after you pass on, as you walk on, you know, and your body's left behind and you burn it, it's possibly causing chemicals from all the products we eat. So it's actually safer, at least for the quick future, to keep the corpses in the ground.
Which then breaks down into a toxic sludge.
But they're keeping them sealed things.
Yeah, for
how many
the,
of these floating
for the
parts
future generations
going around,
to deal with.
The earth blows up and there's all this cement floating around. There's going to be all these tombs of all these, you know.
Cracked open gelatinous corpses.
It's just going to float around.
Of fucking toxic genetic goo in space.
Well, but there'll be bones and stuff in their outfit. I mean, they'll be sealed in there. If it's airtight and it's sealed up and it's floating in space for a while and the alien finds it.
Yeah,
there's your Aunt Gertrude. How you doing in there?
Are human loins.
Bring her back to life.
Let's resuscitate. Let's reconstitute these dehydrated bodies. Reconstituted human.
This has.
That's an alien good first time. Reconstituted humans. Get it for your enjoyment. Are you an alien going through the galaxy? Are you lost in space?
Yes.
An alien far from home?
No.
And you are hungry?
Yeah.
Reconstituted human?
No.
Just add Flagellore. Flagellore to the reconstituted human brings the freshness back to the human to the taste that you always enjoy now here in outer space. Are you from the planet Belfalgor?
Yeah.
Are you from the seventh son of the Mercury's ass?
No.
There you go. And then have another reconstituted human pair. Hey, you like your reconstituted human in a cup?
I have two. Reconstituted humans. By ass wax.
That's what would be once the planet explodes. Yeah, you're right, dude. That's right.
It'll be like having a canned human corpse in there. They just open it up, it's fermented, and they nibble on it. It's
and a delicacy. Yeah, yeah. It's
after the world blows up and all the tombs from all the graves are floating in space.
Look at this. It's a soul patch.
They rip it open like cans of food. There's two
okay,
servings.
Now you're just being sacrilegious.
Sacrilegious.
On the soul patch.
Soul patch.
Soul patch. Your boy, Will
Spitwell. Real music, and who's better prepared? Energetic newcomers with the veteran air. On my way to upper levels, finding dead on the stairs. Guess my stairs and stamina's a little better than theirs. Nappiest of roots, even positioned the fiddler on the roof to bring a little southern flavor to the booth. This is what you might call charisma. Y'all know what we like to call pretenders. And ill is like the real music defenders. At this point, I do it for my offspring. What kind of G would I be? Practicing my golf swing. I'm a corporate gorilla. Touch my family only time that I'm proportionate. The killer from my windows of Bill Gates' fortune is unfamiliar. Trying to fly to Vegas, play extortion with the dealers. Meantime, refuse to fold like an old flotilla until I see the cheese making me a quesadilla. Vigilante, looking for hip hop's attempted assassins. When I kill them, just consider it the crime of passion. For that, I'll return to the bars like a relapse, even after I've come so far. Ha! If this is just music, why it feels so good? Broke as a joke and I'm still in the hood. Live from the venue, please just continue. Loving the instrumental as we sink the hook in you. If this is just music, why it feels so good? Broke as a joke and I'm still in the hood. Live from the venue, please just continue. Loving the instrumental as we sink the hook in you.
When in a courtroom, judging, short fuse, dutting. Talk a lot of ish, but what they gon' do? Nothing, the vision is the truth. When it's real, it's no denial. And I can spot a lie like the pupil spot the eye. In disguise, rapper suited up. No ties for the music, no driving. I can see right through it. Oh, tell me what I shouldn't do. I done did you couldn't. I blew the hinges off the door. You try to slip your foot in. On the road to success, have a nice drive. I call it off bat like a sacrifice fly. Never out, we grand slamming. Stacking bars they can't manage. Understand the true difference in our antics. They look at music and abuse it. Sort of a nuisance, so don't get it confused with real music. I love the way it feel like it's sort of therapeutic. And be sure that it's more than just music. It's
if this is just music, why it feels so good? Broke as a joke and I'm still in the hood. Live from the venue, please just continue. Loving the instrumental as we sink the hook in you. If this is just music, why it feels so good? Broke as a joke and I'm still in the hood. Live from the venue, please just continue. Loving the instrumental as we sink the hook in you.
Oh yeah, that was a cut from Illiteracy, ILL-ITERACY. Find more tracks, information, and plenty of links to all the members of the group. Lots and lots of music available at their website, illit.com, ILL-IT.com. Or search Facebook for Illiteracy, remember that dash and that. Or check YouTube for Ill Network. And of course, Twitter. Illiteracy. All the tracks are kicking and well worth blasting as loud as you can blast them. Catch them now before they blow up on the scene. They're helping us keep it real, keep it cuckoo. And back to you. Illiteracy on the House of Cuckoos radio show. Yeah.
Stop spreading the
news. Cuckoos are coming today. They'll be up inside your head today.
Well, we could go on tour, but what would we do? What would be our stage show?
Would
should the audience ask? Should we ask them or just discuss it in front of them? I don't know. Maybe we, do we even have the guts to do a stage
show?
Should
discussion
we just be on television?
Stage about what we want our show to be on stage with the people in front of the stage?
Yeah, we could do that. And then we could, you know, drive a car through it.
Okay, we could do it like, hey, crowd, give us an absurd topic and we'll go with it. And you'll be like, all right,
rubber band and fixing a car.
So you're telling me you're creating this new dynamic to improvise whatever the audience yells at us?
Yeah, it's not unheard of.
You're an asshole! Get off the stage!
All right, let's roll with that.
Hey, asshole, why are you on the stage? Aren't you an asshole who shouldn't be on the stage? Doesn't that make people laugh?
I've seen bad improv. That's why I'm afraid to do it. You and me, yes. But without you and just kind of go try to hang out with those
cool
folks, I couldn't do it on
shot
with everyone staring at you.
Hey, you looking real tough.
Hi, there. Give me a topic.
Cherries.
Cherry on top. A cherry on top. See, it made someone laugh. Look at me.
You're bad. Get off the stage.
My name's Chance, and I'm your improv comedian.
Is that what your mother named you? Or is that what your father said you were? Chance you may live, chance you may die.
My mother, my father gave me a chance, and that's me. Thank you. Thank
you. I ain't paying
you. You can get up here too, after me. It's an open mic night.
Something needs to. My ears need cleaning.
Okay, time to get an ear cleaning. Here we go. Hey, Mitchie, how's the ear cleaning go?
Get away from me, you son of a bitch! I don't want to be on the stage! Why don't you drag me out here? Where the hell have I been? I was living in a box at Christmas and now suddenly I woke up here, you bastards!
What is this?
This is Mitchie! This is Mitchie! Give me that gun!
What is that? That's my drink!
I was coming back for more! Now, as I remove my pants...
Put your pants back on and smell like
those damn flies! I'm here to tell you! Why am I here again? This improv thing I don't know what to do! Get me on! Was everyone looking at me? They're looking at me! Chance, as you say, you're giving me more beer! You know it, Chance! My pants are down! Well, if you want to say hello to me, then saw time with my big wee wee on the stage. I will be Mitchie's here for you. All right then, thank you. Thank you.
Who wants fantasy football?
Yeah,
fantasy football.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It looks
oh,
like
wow
you do with those glasses.
And that shirt, my God, it looks like a rainbow.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm the Rainbow Man. How are you?
Wow, you don't seem to be the Rainbow Man. Like, you know, what's rainbow now? What's rainbow now?
No, you're not a very colorful rainbow. You're a lot of just blues and reds and tans.
Have you seen my glasses? I'm here as the Rainbow Man. I know what's different colors. What's different colors? You see me? I'm the Rainbow Man. I know my colors. My colors aren't all rainbow, but I'm mostly a rainbow.
Hey.
Watch me dance.
Watch me look kind of familiar. Urban hippie sounds familiar. Is that Paul Fuchs?
I don't know what that is.
Is he dressed up like the Rainbow Man? Is this what he does after the holidays?
Is that Rainbow with me? Is that Rainbow with me? Can't touch me. Can't touch me.
I gotta believe.
I gotta label.
I gotta label. I may have stumbled upon something.
Stumbled around.
I'll skip that.
I don't know, see? I don't know people really like riding their motorcycles here around 3 a.m.
The House of Cuckoos?
Yeah.
3 in the evening?
3 in the evening. 3 in the evening.
Police people at my door.
People like to race their motorcycles for some reason in the middle of the evening.
It's just a third.
If you had one.
A third. If I had a motorcycle.
Make it loud.
If I had a motorcycle, I'd make it really loud. I'd make it obnoxious.
See, everybody would. That's the whole thing if you had one.
Mine would be extremely obnoxious. Mine wouldn't sound like a motorcycle.
Yeah, it sounded like
mine
a
would sound
motor
like a man making a motorcycle sound.
What, are you going to have a guy in a megaphone?
No.
On the back of your bicycle?
I'm going to hook up a shitty sound system.
Yeah.
Mark Soufflé.
Mark Soufflé, the minimalist guitar player. He's here. He wouldn't play my guitar. He wants to play his own.
He's a minimalist.
Here. Yes. We'll hear what he's playing, like us coming up here. Did you talk to him, or is he just playing in our little studio?
I had a little Q&A with him, just a little small one, and he was just kind of short and straight to the point. I don't want to talk too much, human. So, not that he said that, but that's what I got. That type of, I'm here to play, I'm a minimalist. So, little as possible, here is Mark Soufflé and me.
I am Dr. Antonio Luciferi, here with minimalist guitar player Mark Soufflé. We're going to make this short and sweet because he is a man of minimalistic needs. So, Mark, what was your inspiration for your minimalistic guitar playing?
It's what I'm not influenced by that I take as my influence. I like the people that don't play that influence. When they don't play, the masters mean more to me than when they are playing. For simplicity is within an existential mind that I thought I saw on a sidewalk. Now...
And what first led you to the guitar? Did your parents encourage music playing, or were you drawn to the guitar in some other fashion?
I was born in a tree because I have roots in many things. That's the joke. But seriously, my family didn't help at all. They left me to fend for myself here in New York, and I'm ready to just be what I think I should be saying, and I said it when I heard that noise of a broken guitar behind a dumpster that I picked up and asked my friend JoJo to fix, who fixed it because he knew somebody in the conservancy who liked to hear, like, new artists and stuff, so he let me play it, and they said I was genius, and I understood him, and it finally made sense to me. I'm here now.
So this is your song?
My song.
And the title of the song?
Experiment button number 321. Experiment button 21. Shh. I can't know. I can't. You tell them to be over there. I can't.
Please. Brilliant. I like that. That was very contemplative, very melancholic in feeling, too. Mark Soufflé, thank you once again.
Cold in here. I need some carrots.
It was Mark Soufflé.
Stop looking at me.
On the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Freaks.
Cuckoo Cola.
It's full of caffeine.
That's what we loaded. We're trying to market this new Cuckoo Cola.
It's Cuckoolicious.
We did it just in time for the summertime coming up here. The Cuckoo Cola, which is...
There's a hint of peppermint and shoe leather.
With a little sassafras.
Oh my god, strong.
Wow, I'm already wide awake. Holy crap, I'm starting to talk too fast while I'm going over
here. One sip is quick, it's really fast.
Oh, wait, I'm back.
My brain's going bad.
All right, literally. Well, this is how much... This is homebrew right now.
Oh, where'd you get it from?
We made it, remember?
We did?
Where am
I?
We're in the mind erase section here. Now, this will happen on the first few sips, but it comes back once we start drinking. Your body gets back in... gets back in orange!
Wow.
Oh, there we are. Wow, your head got really huge.
Are we underwater? It feels like underwater.
No.
I can't breathe.
Maybe I have an allergy to it.
Let me take another sip.
Wow. Everything's getting weird on me for right now. Did you feel that? Wow, that was kind of weird. But I think Cuckoo Cola...
If you please leave your name and number, I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Cuckoo Cola is here.
I'm not here right now. If you please leave your name and number, I will get back to you as soon as possible.
And you keep drinking it.
I'm not here right now.
Through the way.
Please leave your name and number. I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Cuckoo Cola hits a spot. 10 minutes later, you're on the pot.
Leave your name and number. I won't call you, but I'll get back to you.
Cuckoo Cola down the drain.
If you leave your cola and number, I will call you back and I will say my name.
Maybe Last Ass will buy this from us.
Yes, that's right.
And we can market this as Cuckoo Cola. Cuckoo Cola.
50 for...
It's small. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
We shall save it.
That's all, Mr. Crichton. Pull your pants back off. Okay.
Being lost in the mirror's plaza, she's in the acre of me. That's as far as I can go.
As far as you can go?
Yes.
As far as you can go? I don't
it's
even know.
It's the end of the cuckoos as we know it. It's the end of the cuckoos as we know it. It's the end of the cuckoos as we know it. Until next month. That's right. It's been a great House of Cuckoos show.
A very good one.
This May to June because our anniversary show is what's coming up next.
Are you prepared to have an extravaganza?
I don't know. We're prepared yet.
We're almost prepared. I have my pants halfway up.
Yes, and mine are halfway off.
That's a positive thing.
It should be a great show. We started filming already, but yeah, this is going to be an audio anniversary. Maybe with some video clips.
Maybe some live video clips for you. Maybe we'll give you a live feed that's already pre-recorded.
We do a pseudo live. So hopefully we'll hear some great characters. This one's been a fun episode.
As I enjoyed this episode. Have you enjoyed this episode?
I enjoyed it so much. My pants are back all the way on.
If you enjoyed this episode, why don't you tweet us or Facebook us?
Just friend us. Say hi. Donate.
Tell us
that
you exist, and we'll believe you.
Yeah, just type, I exist.
I am here.
You know, and that way we also know you're not speaking.
I think, therefore I drink another beer.
Right. The Cuckoo Cola, you better be careful with it. We had that earlier in the show, and you better be careful with that again.
And then I ended up drinking a six-pack of it.
Right.
I'm fine now. My body's adjusted.
Yeah, it looks exactly like a pyramid.
Yes.
It's weird. Or it's just it's kicking in on me.
Urban looks blurry.
Yeah.
But everything else looks clear.
When I put my glasses on, I look clear. So I look blurry without my glasses. But when I put my glasses on, I look clear.
That's peculiar.
That's what happens here at the House of Cuckoos.
It is. Everything becomes
radio
absurd
show
for no reason whatsoever.
Well, thanks everybody for listening.
Yes, I appreciate it.
And I do too.
Urban appreciates it.
So does Dr. Antonio.
The house itself appreciates it.
We got to get cleaned up before we leave for the anniversary show at the S-Wax Theater.
You know what?
We gotta get ready to pack up for the S-Wax Theater.
I'm already packed. I was packed last month.
All right.
So
fucking excited.
I can tell in your voice.
Can't you? I'm extremely
excited. Woo!
Okay, then. We welcome back, do you see? Well, then, we'll see you back here on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com.
C-U-C-K-O-O-S.
Cuckoos. Cuckoos.